So the piece you're performing tonight is called An Adjustment?
Yes, it is. It's called An Adjustment. It's for piano, chamber orchestra, and electronics. It was commissioned by the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, and it was commissioned like 2 years ago, and it was hard to get off the ground. I started writing sketches, and I usually sketch stuff out. I started writing sketches for the piece in about early 2014, and nothing was really sticking. And I was coming off of a really, really difficult year. 2013 was just, in so many ways, a great year, a really fulfilling professional year. And it was just draining. It was just really exhausting. I did so many things for the first time. And on kind of a large scale, I had a festival, I had my first studio album, I wrote this piece for the Dallas Symphony that was commissioned in observance of the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. That's all a bunch of big stuff, and it all kind of got attention, and I wasn't so used to that, and it was just saturated into 1 year, and I think that's kind of how things tend to happen. And so in early 2014, I kind of found myself writing stuff and trying to write stuff, and really not liking any of it, and you know, having a bit of a crisis of confidence, and then throw in some personal stuff that happened, and I kind of found myself very, very depressed at a certain point by like late 2014, early 2015 even. And the funny thing was, it took kind of going through that and relatively coming out of that for me to be able to start writing this piece. I think it took kind of getting to a place where I realized that having that voice in my head telling me that nothing I was doing was worth doing or deserved to exist, getting to that place and having to kind of live through it for a while was the only way that I could really realize it was just a self-destructive impulse if I just listened to that voice only all the time. That is a useful voice once you've made something. It is not a useful voice when you're trying to make something. And so I went through that, and I started to realize, okay, the only way I'm going to do anything is to just write, period, and write, quote unquote, what I want to write. And I had never even really thought about that, because I always thought, you know, whatever I write is what I want to write. But I kind of consciously tried to think, what do I want to write? And then stuff started happening. And then I started realizing kind of what I was writing about in a way. And I was basically writing about my experience. I was writing all this really like heavy and also tense and uncomfortable music, just like rhythms that really never fit together. Stuff that was kind of oppressively loud at times and for sustained amounts of time. And I started realizing that I was kind of trying to work through, explore the things that I had just went through. You know, this feeling when you're depressed, that, and at least in my experiences, I don't presume anyone else's experience, but for me, I was fascinated by how on the worst days, worst weeks even, there's this strange thing that happens, that every minute little choice you make, every detail, every interaction with the person is of paramount importance. Everything is so important. Everything is almost melodramatically important. Everything. And the funny irony is that simultaneously then it all becomes numbing and paralyzing, but numbing particularly, because there's something very scary about numbness, you know, when, especially when you're able to be cognizant of the fact that you are numb, because then that's scary. For me, that was the terrifying thing, was realizing that, like, being able to say, oh, I'm getting numb to things, because it didn't just happen. It happened while I was able to also distance myself from it and comment on it, and, you know.
Wow. So does this piece have an arc?
This piece has actually a pretty straightforward narrative, and I didn't expect that to happen because I usually don't think in those terms necessarily, but I think it happened because I wrote the piece in sequence, and I was writing all this music, and then I realized I wanted to bring in electronics, partially just for a practical reason. The chamber orchestra instrumentation isn't very bass heavy, and I love my bass stuff. You know, I love the presence of bass. And I feel like with the themes I was exploring, I wanted something that felt like kind of like it was emerging from the bottom of your stomach. I started writing this music that in a way almost emerged out of all that tense stuff that came before, with the introduction of like this deep sub bass sound. And electronics became this interesting way of creating almost a physical dimension to the sound and filling in these sonic gaps that the instrumentation presented. So I started working with electronics. And so I basically ended up having like, you know, a solid 20 minutes of music that was all really kind of almost oppressively heavy and slow and kind of just, you know, not happy stuff. And it was about, you know, vaguely, I mean, another beautiful thing about writing instrumental music is that you can be really oblique, you know, you don't have to actually make reference specifically to things so people don't have to know stuff is about them. But it felt great to write it all out. But it was also, I reached that point and I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I don't want to write about this anymore. I want to write something fun and more upbeat. And so it becomes this narrative arc where it's basically about being in a place where everything is uncomfortable and tense and difficult and weird. That's the other crucial thing. I think it's an exploration of how it's weird to not feel very well. It's weird when your mental health is out of whack, especially if you have the capacity, if you've maintained the capacity to the awareness, the self-awareness to say my mental health is out of whack, you know? It's strange when you can reflect on how you're obviously not very well. So that's what a lot of the beginning is about. And then it's about like kind of slowly teasing stuff out and maybe clawing one's way out slowly out of a hole. I was very lucky that I was able to do that. Writing was helpful and even therapeutic in that way. But then you have this arc that finishes with this last movement that's about the weird sense of victory, because it's not really a victory. You know, once you get over a sort of a hump, it's not really a victory, but it feels like a victory. You know, when you have like good days again after weeks of not having good days and not, when you feel like you can get out of bed because you just want to get out of bed instead of because you have to work. And I was working during this time, which I loved actually, because it gave me structure. But when it finally felt like you can do that totally of your own volition without the extra push, it does feel like a victory. But it's not. You get to that point, but it doesn't end. You have to keep doing it every day. So it's a lot of stuff, and I don't know. It's personal.
I was going to say, how do you find composing for instruments beyond the piano? The pictures is all piano, right?
Sure, yes.
So how have you found that as an experience?
I love writing for other instruments. I mean, when I hear sound in my head, I don't even necessarily hear instruments. I hear timbres. And so it's about finding lots of different combinations of instruments that create these new timbres. I love orchestrating for that reason, especially because I'm still so early in my career. I'm constantly learning tons of new things. And when I listen to things, I get very emotional when I listen to music. I have very, very visceral emotional responses to music, but I have visceral emotional responses to like musical color. Like I'll hear a certain arrangement of something or an orchestration, I'll hear a combination of instruments and it'll make me choke up because there's something so beautiful about this one specific choice. That's the way I respond to things, or I respond to chords and stuff. So I love writing for new instruments. It just feels like a new way of exploring all those things. And this piece has electronics and I love working with electronics too, because again, it's just like expanding the sound palette. And I try to be conscious of working with electronics in a way that I can justify as like being an important part of the work, because I don't want it to be window dressing. That's of course always a subjective call, but you know, for myself, you know, for this piece, for an adjustment, it was literally about filling in gaps. And there is something poetic about that. I think it's interesting to play actually, that because I'm playing the piece, it's interesting to play because I'm not there anymore and I'm not in that place. And I'm very happy to say that I'm not in that place. But it's interesting to go back to and play, because now I really approach it almost on purely musical terms, because it's a hard piece. So there's all these other challenges to now worry about. I'm not constantly thinking about, oh, you know, what was the place? You know, where was I? It's surreal in a way, but it's still very close, because, you know, I finished this piece literally just a few months ago. So it's still close to me. And I like that. I don't like letting stuff sit for a while, because I find that there's this period after I finish something. If I like something when I finish it, there's a few months where I'll continue liking it. Then you pass those few months, and I usually have like almost a year where I'm like, I can't listen to this thing at all. And then you cycle back to having distance. And this album is also a few months old. So I can like promote this album now without feeling like I'm promoting something my heart's not really in. because I haven't reached that point where I just know how this works. I know that I'm going to cycle into like, oh, none of this is good at all. I don't know. It's a weird job. That's kind of what it comes down to. It's a strange job.
Well, when you're older and you look back and you listen to some of these works, maybe it'll be a kind of an emotional record of your life.
Yeah. I mean, this piano concerto was the first time that I really put my experiences at the center of something. You know, in the past I've written about my dreams and stuff like that, but honestly, it's been more about like reflecting on things that I learned and reflecting on things that I, even emotional things that I picked up from just being a voracious reader and a, you know, someone who absorbs a lot. You know, it doesn't have to come from this like weird nebulous thing we call personal experience. But this was the first time that I was really kind of consciously putting my life out there as like the source material. And actually, I have to say, it made me think of doing it again. It made me feel like that I got something out of that process. I think in a weird way, what I got out of it was this weird confidence in the work, because people can like the piece, people can dislike the piece. At the very least, I know full well that it comes from a place of honesty, because it is literally, I'm not trying to make a point about anything. I'm not trying to adapt a narrative. I'm not trying to create a fictional narrative. It is literally about things that happen. So there is this element of objectivity that I can point to for myself, which is great, because what that also means is it's easier for me to not read reviews, because yes. I can say, well, I know what the piece is.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.